lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Come on, worship him today. Worship. Oh, Lord.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, we exalt your name. And change your life. Got a couple of things I want to share before we get into the message. We thank our choir for leading us in our worship and getting us tuned in to what the Spirit is going to do in your life. Look at somebody and tell them God is going to do something in your life today. Say it again. God is going to do something in your life today. Amen. How many of y'all believe that? Well, matter of fact, he's already done something. He woke you up this morning. Already started you on your way. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Welcome those that are joining us online. We are celebrating Friends Day. And if you would, I know that it's hard to invite somebody to come to church because we're already here. But you can invite them to tune in on Facebook and on YouTube and several other, I think we're on X. Yeah, we're on X. I didn't know that, but we are. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. But whoever we're reaching out to, we want to share with you that Jesus really does love all of us. And if you be a friend, you can change your life. Amen. Today, they will be having a appreciation service for Reverend Carlton Johnson at 3 p.m. at the Lawyers Chapel Missionary Baptist Church. So those that would like to attend that, please do so, because he's been serving there a long time, and we give God all the praise for the things that the Lord has done. We do have something that we wanted to share as a way of saying thank you for all of those that helped last Sunday. We had an emergency, and so they responded, and a lot of us didn't even know what was going on until the service was over. But that was done very professional, and our community health program that we have here at church is a large part of that. We have trained people that actually respond to these types of things. So we give God all the glory and the praise. And speaking of that program, we've got some visitors members from South Carolina. The Claibons are here, and they were instrumental in getting that program started. So we give God the praise and glory for you. We do have one thing that Sister Ingrid is going to come and share with you about a mammography exam that's coming up. The unit is going to be located to where it's accessible to you. So she's going to come. And while she's coming, I want to announce also that in sharing some of the announcement on the screen, you saw with the Easter egg hunt that we're going to have here on April the 19th. Okay, just checking, see if you all knew that. Okay, April 19th, that's going to be here. But also Fifth Street Baptist Church is going to be having an Easter egg hunt, ages 11 and under, on April the 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. So that's at the Fifth Street Baptist Church, and they asked that we share that announcement. Sister Ingrid, you've got some things you wanted to share and let people know what's coming up.
I would like to say that mammograms saves lives. This year, we are having our annual mammography van to come at the Agape Center, and it's our Crossroad Baptist Church Health Fair. It will be on June the 7th. It's starting at 9 o'clock, and we have 12 slots available for women to sign up to get their mammogram. This is the sign-up sheet, and I will be in the vestibule after church for anyone that would like to sign up. Thank you so much.
what I was supposed to do. Amen. How many of you believe that if you be a friend, you can change your life? How many of you believe that? How many of you know how to do that? Well, today you're going to find out how to be a friend and how to change your life. If ever a time that we needed friends, that time is now. Amen. Just by a show of hands, let me see those that are here as friends of somebody. You came because you were a friend of somebody. Wave your hand. Okay, came because, okay. Getting the friends out, okay. Amen. Thank you. Now, those of you that are online, you can't wave back at me. I can wave at you, but you cannot wave at me. But I want us to really focus on this truth that Jesus is speaking today. If you be a friend, I didn't say be religious. If you would be a friend, you could change your life. A lot of people want friends, but they don't know how to really be a friend. Jesus is going to help us. He's going to tell us some things that we need to know about becoming that friend, and then using that power of friendship, that dynamic of friendship, to really transform the life of someone else. John chapter 15, verses 12 through 15. Here's Jesus speaking. My command is this: love each other as I've loved you. Greater love has no one than this: to lay down one's life for his friends. Look at this. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know what his master, does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you what? Friends. Everybody say it. Friends. For everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Everything that Jesus learned, he made known to his disciples. From that subject, we want to use this as our topic today. Be that kind of friend. Be that kind of friend. May God bless you as we join in worship today. Father, again, thank you for blessing us to be here. Thank you for the friends that have come. Thank you for those that have joined us online and even around the world. We don't know who's watching, but I pray that as they watch today, as they listen today, they would learn how to be a friend that can change a life. We love you and we thank you for all of the amazing things that you've done. And Lord, the greatest of all is that you called us your friends. Bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I know some of you are probably asking, Pastor, how in the world can we change a life by being somebody's friend? By doing what Jesus said. But I'm going to give you four words today. As a matter of fact, that's something that we're going to be talking about. The main things that we're going to share with you today, it takes one to be one. People say, I want a friend. Well, be one. Be one. Be that kind of friend. We'll share a little bit more about that in just a minute. But the second thing we're going to share with you is that there is a miracle of friendship. When God is your friend, we're not talking about the ordinary person that you walk with, walking friend. Or we're not talking about the person that you might call him up on the phone and talk with kind of friend. We're talking about a friend that has changed your life. That's what we're saying. If Jesus was not your friend, you would not have changed. Our expectations of friendship is that one would, we can contact them when we need them, right? A friend in need is a friend indeed, isn't what we say? But there's a miracle behind that friendship. Second thing we're going to share with you is that these four words can actually transform not only your life, but the life of somebody else. Our issue is that we don't know how to really live, dwell in, and to enjoy the friendship that we have with God. Most people take the viewpoint, if I do something wrong, God is angry at me and he's not going to like me. Let me help you with that. He already loves you. He already loves you. Matter of fact, God loved you while you were yet sinning. He loved you before you came in this world. He loved you before you knew your name. God had decided already in his divine will, I am going to love not just a few folk, but the entire world. You get that? I'm going to give you these four words, and they're going to transform your life and the life of everyone else. And then we're going to pray that God would help us do it. Prayer is going to be that call to action where we understand that God is now working in a way that is going to not only transform our own life, but also transform the life of someone else. You got to believe it. But you got to participate. That's what we need. We need to be able to participate in what God is doing. You say, God is a mighty God. You could be a mighty people if you would just start cooperating with him and going along with his program rather than saying, oh, God, here's my agenda. Bless my agenda and help me to live all these things and to be successful and wealthy and healthy. It's more than that to life. You've been elevated. Everybody say elevated. Elevated. You know, I thought it was a wonderful thing when we got an elevator here in the church. Didn't have to walk up and down stairs. And you know what that elevator does? It'll take you, we got two floors on it. It'll take you from the top floor to the bottom floor. And guess what? You get in the elevator, it'll bring you right back up again. And you say, Pastor, we know that. Do you not know that the power of God elevates you? When he spoke this word to us, it wasn't so that we could say, oh, that's nice. Jesus is my friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. It's more than that. It transforms you. Here is Almighty God saying to you and me, I am your friend. And nothing that anybody can do to change your friendship status with God. So here we go. Here we go. Muhammad Ali says, friendship is the hardest thing to explain. It is not something that you learn in school. But if you have not learned the meaning of friendship, you know Muhammad Ali, you don't know nothing at all. The greatest education that you have in life is not to get a PhD in a certain area, but to learn how to be somebody's friend. Learn how not only to get along with them, but to help them to get along. Boy, that's a new one. Thank you for that, Lord. True friendship. True friendship does not originate with humans, but is imparted to us as a gift of the Holy Spirit. When the power of the Holy Spirit comes into your life, God gives you this amazing ability to do things that you would not ordinarily want to do, or even you would not ordinarily be capable of doing, but because you've got God on the inside, he causes you to be something that ordinarily wouldn't happen. I agree with Muhammad Ali. I agree also with the fact that you need to be a champion in it. We champion a lot of causes. One of the biggest ones, having our own way. But can you champion the cause of being a friend? That's the main question that comes to us. Notice several things that Jesus says to us in this verse. He says, now, my command. Stop right there. A command is different from a suggestion. A command is different from an idea. Jesus didn't say, oh, I got an idea here. He said, I have a command. My command
is that you love each other as I have loved you. How has Jesus loved you? He loved you completely. He loved you totally. His love was poured out to you so that nothing was lacking. You have no questions about it. Does Jesus love me? Yes. And we often say, for the Bible tells me so. And not only does the Bible tell it, but the Bible also presents it to you. Here is Jesus, who loves you, who loves me. And you know what he says? Love each other. Love each other. Why should we love each other? We should love each other because we need it. I might tell you I don't need you, but I'm lying. I do need you. And guess what? You need me. You may not like me. You may not like to talk to me, but guess what? You need me. I started to tell you, look at somebody and tell them you need me. Anybody but y'all would get. Don't do that. Don't even look around. Don't even. It was a song back in the 60s, 70s. Remember it? What the world needs now is love. You got it. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. Now get the picture. Here is Almighty God pouring out love on the earth. And here we are down here saying, what the world needs now is love. Wait a minute. There's got to be some kind of blockage. Wait a minute. If God poured it out, excuse my English, why ain't I getting it? That's because you need a channel. You need something for it to flow through. And here's Jesus saying, this is the way we do it. If you listen to my command, you will love each other as I have loved you. This is from Jesus. This is from God. This is from the Almighty. This is him saying in that powerful way, you can change your life if you just start loving. Again, it's commanded. It's commanded. It's commanded. Order. How many military folk in here? How many of you served in the military? Military. Raise your hand. All right. You know what an order was. An order was, you got to do this. And so I was given orders, go stand outside in the rain and guard something that wasn't going to move anyway. Why? I was ordered. Here's Jesus giving you orders to do something that is doable. How is it doable? It's doable because when the love of Christ entered into your heart, you knew you needed it. That moment that you came to know the Lord, something happened on the inside of you. Before Christ came in, you felt like you were empty. You felt like your life probably was over. But all of a sudden, something came into your heart, transformed you, and gave you a joy that you couldn't explain. You told everybody about it because you were excited about what the power of God was now doing in your life. I'm talking about a real touch from God. I'm not talking about just going in front of church, shaking the preacher's hand, and you know, and all of these things. I'm talking about the living God, the Almighty Savior, now saying to you, I love you, transformed you. It's doable if we do what he said. Here comes the part that we need to understand. That is not ordinary love. Now, you would expect a parent to love their child, right? In most senses. You would expect people that, you know, they have this type of love for a craft or a way of doing things. Oh, I just love such and such. I love playing golf. Not that good at it, but I try to play it every chance I get. Every time my wife is not looking, I'm out the door. And Reverend Gibbons said, well, but I'm not talking about that kind of love. I'm not talking about the I love ice cream. I'm not talking about I love sports. I'm not talking about I love this or that. I would have loved for Duke to have won last night, but it didn't happen. Houston warm up. I'm talking about the miracle of God's love. How do you know it's a miracle? Number one, you didn't choose God. God chose you. He chose you. That meant you were selected. And God so loved the world that he chose you. Jesus, it tells them in the 16th verse, you did not choose me. I chose you that you would go forth and bring forth fruit. What kind of fruit were you talking about? That fruit of love. Now, I know this sounds a little strange, but if you get apples off of an apple tree and you get pears off of a pear tree, and if you get grapes off of a grapevine, why in the world can't the body of Christ produce some love? Look at somebody and say, what's wrong with... No. Caught you again. But we should produce it. You can only produce what you have. You cannot produce what you do not have. But if you've got it, the world needs to know it. Why? Because God chose you for that purpose. Second thing about it, God communes with you. Everybody say commune. You got to talk to one another. I was at the doctor's office, Ms. Calvert, the other day, and they had this thing called a medical questionnaire. A medical questionnaire asked me a whole bunch of questions that I thought was absolutely ridiculous, and I thought they repeated themselves. But one of the questions that they asked me, have you ever been lonely? And I said, no, I got a wife. And I got a family. But then, as you think about it, the abundance of people does not mean that you have friends. You can have people all around you and still be lonely. That's why we try to be a friendly church. By the way, the report that I got this week from the gentleman that had the medical situation said this was a friendly church. You can do things because you've got the technical skills. You can do things because you just believe in doing things. You can be a busybody. But that does not mean that you are a true friend. You got to talk with somebody. Amen. One of the worst doctors I had. By the way, as y'all get older, you're going to have more folks on your phone that's got MD at the end of it. Amen. One of the worst doctors I had, he would come in, he'd say hello, but that was about it. I tried to talk to him, but he wouldn't talk to me. What are you saying? And then he said, well, I'll see you next time. Oh, by the way, he gave me a bill. And then I got another doctor, and they talked my ear off. The point is, what would you say if Jesus never communicated with you? How would you feel in the midnight hour when you need a friend to talk to and Jesus wouldn't say a word? What would you do when you have an emergency and you couldn't hear the Lord say, I'm with you? We got a friend in Jesus. We got a friend who communicates with us. We got a friend who loves us. We got a friend that says, I'll always be there. And God's will may not be to change your situation, but guess what? Guess what your friend says? I'll never leave you. Come on, I'm going to preach now. I will not forsake you. People say, if you make one step, he'll make two. He's already made all the steps. All you got to do is walk with him. Talk with him. Tell him, Lord, you're my God, you're my King, you're the Savior of my life, and God will do exactly that. Yes. He communicates with you. got an entire word that he will whisper to you late in the midnight hour. And when you're facing things that you think it's impossible, Jesus said, all things are possible to them that believe. Didn't he say it? As a matter of fact, that's why some of you have gotten to where you are now, is because the Lord had to talk you out of what you were thinking and to talk you into something. Look at somebody and tell them, that's what a friend does. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When you got a real friend won't put you down. No, no, no. A real friend will tell you everything gonna be all right. A real friend might tell you it's tough right now, but keep your hand in God's hand. A real friend. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. I'm telling you, if he's going to be that kind of friend, what kind of friend will you be? Oh, you didn't think I was going to send that curveball right back at you. Oh, what a friend. But not only that, he cares for you. He cares for you. The Bible tells us that we can cast all our cares on him. And even Jesus says in this verse, he says right here, he said, I care for you. Verse 13 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. I'm going to preach a sermon, if the Lord wills, I'm going to preach a sermon, the war at the cross. Did you not know there was a war going on at the cross? We say at the cross where I first saw life, but there was a war going on, a battle that had to be won. And guess what your friend did? When that cross was there, your friend said, I'm going to get up on this cross because you got an enemy, and that enemy is going to destroy you. But oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Your friend took a battle plan that said, you got to die, Jesus. Guess what your friend did? Your friend died for you. Oh, they hung him high and they stretched him wide. Nailed the stakes in his hands and in his feet. But Jesus declared, Father, it is finished. I wish I had a witness in here. Your friend, my friend, won the war. Everybody else said the war is over. The devil started dancing, thinking that the war is over. And Jesus said, I got rid of one enemy. That enemy was sin. I took it away. I put it in a sea called forgetfulness where it will not be remembered anymore. I got one enemy done. Now I'm headed for the devil. Now I'm headed for the death itself, that you might know that in him is total victory. Look at somebody, tell him, I got total victory because I got a friend. Ah, I wish I could get you to see what I'm talking about today. God cares for you. Everything else might go through your mind. Doubt might fill you with fear sometimes. But you need to know that your God cares for you. Anytime he will do all of that for you because he loved you, think about it. He said, I'll give you the entire kingdom because I love you. And you're my friend. I wish I had a witness here. I wish I could preach Tony like I feel today. But I tell you, God is real. I want you to, I'm your cheerleader today. I want to lead you in these cheers and let you know that you got a king called Jesus. But then I want you to get outside of this room and I want you to cheer somebody else. Why? Because folks are walking around with their head hung down. People are thinking that everything is lost. They're saying, because of my condition, I can't do what I'd like to do. But let me tell you something. You can lift your hand and praise him. If you can't lift your hands, you can lift your voice. If you can't lift your voice, you can lift your mind. And you can tell yourself, my God is real. You got a friend. You got a friend. You got a friend. And I'm talking about a miracle. A miracle that he performed in every one of our lives. But you know how it is. We don't like to talk about somebody. On the other hand, we don't like to talk about good of somebody. Yeah, I caught you, didn't I? So here's Jesus. Get this now. He's telling you and me Love others just like I love you. We got a problem with that. You know why? Because we don't even like somebody, much less love them. And he didn't say love them with a 10-foot pole. Are you all right? He didn't say love them every now and then. And it's only through Christ that you can do that. You like I am. You got family members that, and the Lord whispered to you to love them now. Come on, Jesus. Especially when they get kind of messed up and then they want to cuss you out. Yeah. And then, yeah, I know you've been saved for a mighty long time. Been loving Jesus for a long time. But all of a sudden, them words come up in your mind. Oh, if I didn't love Jesus, I'd tell you something today. Yeah. That's the ones you got to love. And you got to be their friend. You know why? Because you're probably the only Jesus that they may see on this side of heaven. And if you don't love them, who will? Amen. Let me go ahead and close this argument. I know you've been with me a long time. Four words. Four words. I've kind of taken that verse where Jesus said, you know, if you love me, keep my commands. I've taken that verse where he says that I'm your friend. I've replaced the I am, which that's his name, with God. Some of you may have never made this statement in your life, but you need to make it today. Say this with me. God is my friend. Say it again. God is my friend. This time, point to yourself. God is my friend. And what does that say to you? He loves you with unlimited love. But this love is conditional. He said, now, I'm going to love you, but I want you to keep my command. And what is his command? Love each other. Remember what I told you? Be a friend, change a life. Be a friend, you'll change a life. If you operate on that principle, that God is my friend. I'm speaking to someone being online that are saying, I don't have any friends. You got one friend. You got one friend, and that's the friend that counts. That's the real friend. That's the one that counts. So here's how you do it. Here's how you do it. These four powerful words would help you to understand that, first of all, you've got to get approval to use these words. You've got to get approval. I stated earlier that you were the enemy of God because you were a sinner. So something has to happen to change you from an enemy to a friend of God. When you start believing, you start trusting in Christ instead of trusting in yourself, trusting in Christ rather than trusting in what you're doing, trusting in Christ rather than saying, I want to do things my way, you start trusting him, you move and you transition from the enemy lines over to the lines of Jesus Christ, and he becomes your true friend. Then you got approval. Then you can check it off and say, Lord, I've done that. I believed in what you told me to do. I'm not perfect. Not perfect. If you're thinking perfection, that's not what he's talking about. Why? Because he knows you'll mess up in a minute. And so will I. All of us fall short of God's glory. But that does not mean that we have to live in rebellion against him. When you said, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life, you moved from the enemy lines. Now you're on the Lord's side. Let me ask for a show of hands. Those who are on the Lord's side, show your hand. That's all he asked for you to do. And some of you, you know how it is. You try to resist evil and you try to resist temptation. But then you say, well, I'm weak. But guess what? He's strong. When you got a friend, he'll help you to overcome those temptations in your life. That's how it works. Second thing about it is that then you begin to live, not say it. I love it when people say, well, I love everybody. And I kind of laugh on the inside. Yeah, brother, you better than me. If it's not for the Lord, I don't know how in the world you can love everybody. Yet through Christ, you can live it. Matter of fact, you're alive because of his love today. I never have to debate with God over whether or not he loves me. He's already put it on record. You know, you got a medical file, and what the doctor will tell you in that medical file, all kinds of information, but you got an eternal record in heaven that says Coleman believes in the Lord. Amen. And because I believe, yes, it makes me a child of God. Amen. Now whatever he says I can do, I can do. Yes. Sometimes I have to tell him, all right, Lord, I don't know how this is going to work out, but where you lead me, I'll follow. Live it. Don't just say you love people. Live it out. Thirdly, know the benefits of friends. I started to use some examples of rich folk in America. I don't want to use that. We ain't going to use that today because they've been messing up. They've been messing up. They ain't never been poor like us. They ain't never had to go to the grocery store. They ain't never had to pump gas in a car. Y'all know what I'm saying? So I'm saying you can't get an example from them. Amen. But Jesus been poor just like us. Did you not know he was homeless? Left his father's house in glory to come down to this planet and to tell folk, I don't even have a place to lay my head. But yet he came with the treasures of heaven. Now, what you could do, well, Lord, if you my friend, work this miracle and change this light before I get to it. I know some of y'all do it. Yeah, you do it. Lord, let that light stay green. I got to go. Or you're speeding. See the policeman. Lord, don't let him see me. Your friendship benefits, even though grace may cover such things as that, your friendship benefits ought to be used to help you to love one another. Amen. I'm not saying he won't have grace on you. And I'm not saying that you won't have to put on the brakes when you see the policeman. I got good brakes. So I'm not going to, anyway. How do you know that you have friendship benefits? Because of the fact that you have a good shepherd. Jesus reveals his kind of love and how he cares for sheep. We're his sheep. We're the people that he owns, that he loves, that guides us through this life. And in the 23rd Psalm, there's verse 6 that says these words, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let me get this straight now. Because God loves me, he has dispatched grace or goodness and mercy to follow me around. If I'm over here, they're right there with me. If I'm in need, stay with me. If I get in trouble, guess what? Goodness and mercy, when I turn around, they give me a high five. We're still with you, boy. Keep walking. Some of us don't see that. And that's what makes it hard to love and care for other people, because we lack security. But I want to tell you that I may not have bodyguards, but I got a soul guard. I've got somebody that looks after me. I've got goodness. And you know how it is when you got somebody on your side, it makes you walk a little bit taller. It makes you bold in your conversation because you can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him. If I meet the devil, guess what? Goodness and mercy will say, we got this. Step out of the way. Let us take the battle. Because the battle is not. It is the Lord. Come on, somebody. Talk to me in here. I'm encouraging somebody. I'm encouraging you because you thought nobody was walking with you. Goodness and mercy said, what do you think we're here for? We've been with you all along since you made Jesus the choice of your life. We have been dispatched to watch. Oh, good God Almighty. I feel like preaching, Ronnie. Why? Because I know that there is a place where he will take me. There is a journey that I must make. And God's going to be with me every step of the way. Why? Because I got a friend. And every chance I get, I'm going to tell people these words. I'm going to tell them God is my friend. Why do you keep a smile on your face? God is my friend. Why do you try to help other people? God is my friend. When God is your friend, nothing is impossible in your life. No challenge will overtake you. No storm will sweep you away. Why? Because the God who stilled the storm is holding on to your hand. Shout yes, somebody. Four words. I'm going to my seat now. Four words that can change your life. God is your friend. Be a friend. Change your life. Let's say that prayer together. Say it with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for making us your friends. Man, I love that. I love that. It is truly a miracle to know that your friendship can change our lives and the lives of the people that we meet. Give us boldness to be a friend to others as you've loved us. Help us to love everyone else. In your mighty name we pray. And somebody shout amen. 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 What are we going to do? We're going to do some foot stomping here. All right, y'all got it? Come on, stomp you, but I know we got carpet. Just stomp them anyway. What a friend we have in Jesus. Somebody said, all our sins and griefs to bear. Come on, clap them if you got them. Oh, and what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, singing, oh, what peace we often friend in Jesus. But wait a minute, the conversation ain't over yet. Don't turn, look at somebody else. And you got a friend in me. Amen. Clap your hand now. Want to give the invitation. Want to give the invitation. If there's someone today without Christ, that only friend that can love you without limitation, and you've never accepted him, we invite you to come and know him. Come to confess that he is Lord, that he is God, that he is your Savior. Maybe you're online and you're feeling lonely and left out. This Savior, this friend, will take you in. But you got to come to him. You got to come to him. Is there one today? Is there one today? Amen. How many of y'all love the Lord? You heard my prayer. I trust that you've enjoyed the services today. I trust that they've been a blessing to you. If you have not already gotten your Friends Day gift, please stop by the usher station. You'll be able to receive a Friends Day gift. Now, let me ask a question before we close out here. Who came from the furthest distance? I know we got our members from South Carolina. Anybody come further than South Carolina? All right, let's give a hand to the Claibons. I know some of y'all say, I came from cross town. Well, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. And we're glad that we can join in this service one more time. Amen. Brother Joe is going to come and dismiss us in prayer. Pray that God would be with you, that the Lord's mercy and his grace would shine upon you. You're going back to an unfriendly world now. You're going back behind enemy lines. So you hold on to God's unchanging hand, all right? Amen. God bless you.
Father, we thank you. We need you as a friend always. And so, Lord, we are so thankful and so grateful for the message that you have given to us. If we didn't know today that we had a friend, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for this privilege. May we, oh God, allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. So that, oh God, we can share that friendship with others out there so they can see that Jesus wants to be their friend. We thank you, Lord, as we are about to receive the offering. We do pray, dear God, and ask your blessings upon it. Oh God, we believe that this may be the only opportunity that we have to demonstrate to you that we love you. So we are so grateful that you have given us this privilege to give. We ask your blessings upon it. We pray, dear God, that you bless it. So that, oh God, men and women, boys and girls may continue to hear the word of God proclaimed and be saved. Thank you for this opportunity. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to shine upon you and bless you with his peace this day and all of your tomorrows. Let the church say amen.